This is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today. This is the first journey, and today is January the 5th. Our Bible reading for today is Genesis chapters 13 to 15. And we are going to look into the subject, how to resolve a family problem amicably. Now, today's reading in Genesis chapter 13 gives us an interesting perspective on how a family problem was resolved amicably. The problem occurred because of a quarrel between the servants of Abraham and Lot, due to their inability to live together. Jesus has taught us a spiritual principle, and I believe Abraham also understood that a house divided against itself shall not stand. Therefore, the time had come for him and Lot to separate as families. Abraham had understood the root of the problem, that the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together, for their possession was so great that they could not dwell together. Genesis chapter 13 verse 6. The steps that Abraham took to resolve this problem, and we read that in Genesis chapter 13, verse 8 to 9, were as follows. Number 1, he took the initiative to speak directly to his nephew. That is, he took the charge of resolving the problem. Number 2, he expressed his desire to end the quarrel immediately, explaining to Lot in Genesis chapter 13, verse 8, "For we are brethren," which showed clear and direct communication. He must have been distinctly aware that the Canaanite and the Perizzites living in the neighborhood, and he did not want his neighbors to know about their family quarrel. Number 3. His suggestion was that he and Lot should separate immediately, which was offering a win-win solution for both of them. Number 4. He offered the choice of the land to Lot and thus displayed humility. Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 tells us this: "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself." Now we see what happened. Lot chose the best land for himself, but Abraham was not troubled or sad in this matter, as God had prepared for him something better. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10 tells us that Abraham actually waited for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God, and that reflected his clear life's perspective. Today, let us follow Abraham's example in solving our personal problems as well.